Okay, our next talk will be from Pieter Kima. This will be on automated documentation. Please give a warm welcome to Pieter.
Yeah. Thank you for being here, and thanks for the great programming, because my talk really follows up well on the last talk. So my goal for this presentation is to tell you about how to automatically generate IKEA-style assembly instructions for open source hardware. So, but before I do that, let me just explain a little bit about myself. I've currently just started as a self-employed software developer and/or/researcher, and my target is to make a living in open source software development. So I'm currently, I've just had my first contract with Ansel, that has been talked about before, and this allows me to work on a really nice project in Frica that's close to my heart, is managing data for models, so improving parametric design. I'm also a co-founder of the Open Toolchain Foundation, which is a foundation that aims to support a whole toolchain for going from a design to a physical product, and we've seen great examples for that. I come from academia. I've been a researcher in the area of high-performance computing, but a couple of years ago I got a chance to work on actually my passion, open-source software and hardware, and I was in a project in Hamburg in which my colleagues from InMachines in Grecia were creating the OpenLab starter kit. So the idea was in a span of 1 year and a half, create 8 machines for fab labs, 3D printers, laser cutters, CNC machines, and 3 versions each, so rapid prototyping. To populate basically fab labs and all open source hardware. But of course there is one problem there, the documentation. We heard about that in the last presentation. So documentation is really crucial for open source hardware. Without documentation, no open source hardware. And it's for replication, but also for collaboration, informing people, you know, how to improve things. But as we probably all know here, documentation is very labor intensive and it's always out of date, essentially. So related work, there are two approaches: document after the fact, you design your machine or whatever you design and you start documenting with a potential problem that you miss important things to, for example, to tell collaborators the design decisions that you made. The other basic approach is document while doing, but this has the problem that you may document much more than you actually need. Current state of the art, I think, in documentation for open source hardware is Git building, and a difference with our approach and Git building is Git building is, I would say, text first, images second, and for our approach is images first, and we try to minimize the amount of text. And that helps us with something that we find very important, is a semantic relation between the source of the hardware, the CAD files, and the documentation. This is difficult to do if you have text describing a machine, for example. So our goal for this research was to integrate a design and a documentation process, generate assembly instructions automatically, and support design evolution. If the design evolves, then we hope that we can just push a button and regenerate a manual. So my colleagues of Ingresia InMachines, they created the Fabulator Mini, and they spent many months with three persons, a graphic designer, a CAD expert, and the machine designer to create a very high quality IKEA style assembly manual, assembly instructions. And this was really nice, but also a huge effort. And I believe that when the instructions were done, it was already out of date. So this was our starting point in trying to automate this process. So an overview of our approach is that we have a CAD file that we annotate in a CAD-like manner with, for example, with layers and something that we call layer states. And we have a textual specification, and and the textual specification relates to the CAD source. I will show you that later on. And we combine that information and generate a PDF as assembly instructions. So we created a dedicated workbench in FreeCAD to help us annotate the CAD file. So typically for us, the input is a step file. And for example, we have a button that allows you to select some screws, and then you press the button, and then they will automatically explode and show this red line that you can see on the screen. Another thing to highlight here is that what I circled here is one of the step layers, step one detail, and that is something that we can refer to from the textual spec-